Amar of Nachman, Eidus Miuchedes Kshera. Dine Maminus. Yitziv, lo yumas al pi'erecha. Dine Nefasha Tudeng Kshera. Says, lo yumas al pi'erecha. But, Dine Maminus Kshera. Mask is for Rav Zutra. It's only a Chumrah. So, back to Dine Nefasha's castle. Alam is in a Huvehine, Rabbi. It's a Chumrah. So, why aren't we mad? So, it's a caution. But the Gemara say that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by mamon. What does Eidus Miuchedes mean? It means two people saw something, one from one window, one from the other window, and they didn't see each other, and they see a person stealing, or they see a person being madik, so they can come to Beis Din and say Eidus, and that's kosher. By Maimonides, you don't even need Eidus Miuchedes. If you have Eidim, one Eid says he borrowed money on Sunday, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Sunday. And another Eid says Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon on Monday. They're not contradicting each other, they could both be true. But on each Maisa, we only have one Eid. So that's also Kasha by Dine Maimonides. That's what being Mechayim of $100. Even though they're two totally different loans. First they saw a loan on Sunday, the second they saw a loan on Monday. They don't even claim to be saying hey, this is the same thing. It's also caution. What's Rav Nachman telling us? Hey, this is Eidus Miuchedes. That two people see the same loan from two different windows, it's caution. Of course it's caution, even if they see two different loans. Which obviously they were, didn't see it together. One of them says he saw it on Sunday, one says he saw it on Monday. It's also caution. What's Rav Nachman coming to say? This is head of my mom and his Kshayra. So the Ritzvah brings a Rizit. He says the Shem HaRizit that Eidus Miuchedes Kshayra means that their Mitzvahs, one Eid from one window, one Eid from another window, on the same thing, are Mitzvahs, the Indian, that if Nimsa Echad Mehem, a car of apostles, that they do some potatoes. That even if you would have one person from one window, one person from another window, and one of them is a car or apostle. Now you would think, all right, let the other one be at least an Eid Echad, and Eid Echad is Mechayev Shavuot by Mammon. So let the other Eid be kosher. So Rav Nachman is coming to tell us that by Dine Mammonis, it's mitzvah le'inyan the din of nimsa echami and karvei possible that they're both possible. In the case where two eidim saw alone, in the case where one eid saw alone on Sunday, and one not eid saw alone on Monday, so there nimsa echami and karvei possible, that doesn't possible the second one. One person saw alone on Sunday, one person saw alone on Monday. The one who saw it on Sunday is a karev or a possible. Has nothing to do with Monday's loan. They're two separate, they're not starred, the two eights. Each eight is saying eight is not a separate thing. Like Sha'en Kay, Dr. Rav Nachman, if they see the same thing, just one from one window, and one from another window, then it's starred, and Nachman comes to tell them that they're starred, and if one of them is a car of apostle, they're both possible. That's how the Rizit learns this Gemara. The Ritzvah says that it's a pelt. Before we started with this Ritzvah, what's the Gemara saying? That by Dine Maminis, we go easier on the witnesses than on Dine Maminis. Than Dine Nefashis. Woman makes it. That's what we're saying so much. That Rav Nachman is saying that Eidus Miuchedes Kshera, but Dine Maminis. Dine Maminis is more calm. According to the Rizit, Rav Nachman is coming to tell us that Dine Maminis is more chomer than Dine Nefashis. How so? Because by Dine Nefashis, if you have Eidim from one window and Eidim from another window, and they don't see each other, if Nimsa Echameyam Karmei Pasol, the other one is kosher by Dine Nefashis. Because by Dine Nefashis, we consider them to be totally separate Eidim. I'm Rav Nachman, the Dine Maminis. If you have a window, eight from one window and eight from another window, when mitzaref them, and nimsa echami and karavei pasul, they're both pasul. So according to the Rizit's interpretation, comes out that dinei manim is more chomer than dinei nefashim. That's what comes out. That by dinei, the same exact situation, you have two eidos and two windows that don't see each other. By dinei nefashim, you would say, in sechem hayam karav epasul, the other one's still kosher. And by dinei manim, you would say, in sechem hayam karav epasul, the other one is pasul. The same mechanism is satisfied. So the response says, it's a pella. Decided. Dinei manim is more strict, more common than dinei nefashim. Says that it's not a pella. It could work out that way. The rules of being mitzaris to dinei mamin are more kahulah. It's easier to be mitzaris to aidus to dinei mamin. That's in a sense that's a kahulah. It's easier to combine to dinei mamin. Taka true that from that comes out a chumrah. From that comes out a chumrah against the aidim, that if one is possible, the other is possible. Besides kindness, even brings other examples where talking works out that way. Sometimes a more kulidic thing, that's the kind of thing you have to riddle about, right? How could it be? Okay. Sometimes more kulidic comes out to be more fun. But besides that, you know, I mean, the rabbi's right. He brings some other examples where the dinei mamin is easier to be mitzaris, and since it's easier to be mitzaris, it's kind of a chumrah. It's kind of a chumrah then, it's definitely kind of possible. That my mother is more common than my nefashim. Right, let's see the next Gemara. Rav Yaisi Aymer, what did Rav Yaisi say? That the Edom have to give Hasra. Amar Papa Labayim Yisrael Rav Yaisi Hasvara, but not Rav Yaisi Aymer. Hasvayne Nerak, Neshu Kimui, Umusra. How could you say to Din that Edom have to give Hasra? Hasvayne doesn't need Hasra. If he's like a Muid, Musra, we know he's doing it in the Edom. I'm like, I'm all with Yeshua Bev Yehuda. He, the time goes to be the Aymer, Chavar Ein Tzarech Haro Asra, the Fish Lai Nidna Asra, Alas, and Mishai Yehuda Meid. Taka Machlaikis, but Yeshua Bev Yehuda, that Asra is only for the purpose of knowing that the Reseach, or the Ganav, is amazing. And Rav Yeshua disagrees, Rav Yeshua says, there's a Chatzim. It's like a Tushitis in how Asra works. Adavar Acher, Al Pishnayim Eidin, Shalai Tehei Sanhedrin Shemas Nati HaMetorgimin. It's a din that Sanhedrin shouldn't hear from a Metorgimin. Hani Luuzi, the Asul Lakame, the Rabba. You are these Chinamen, probably want to translate. Luuzi, the Asul Lakame, the Rabba. Uki Rabba, Torgimin, they know you. Rabba set up a Torgimin. Eichi Yavit Hachi, and Ashlai Tehei Sanhedrin Shemas Nati HaMetorgimin. The answer is, it wasn't Chinese. It was Yiddish. Rava, maybe Avi Yadi, Mada Avram, he could understand it. Hadure, he was a Avi Yadi, he couldn't speak it. It's Yiddish, no? Right. Nothing to understand it, nothing to speak it. So Mamela, he's not arguing with the idea of Shemach Mithiyamish argument. What is the soul of Besn hearing Mithiyamish argument? So there are two Shitas in the Rishayim, in the Sanhedrin. What's wrong with Besn hearing from the translator? What's the problem? One of the pshatim in Yaitis Pshat is that there's a chash that they won't interpret it just right. That when in something gets lost in translation, and somehow the translation won't be completely accurate, and that's why you don't listen the PM's argument. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that it's the psul of aid miti aid. Halacha is that Bezna has to hear from a witness. An aid miti aid is possible. That means if somebody comes to Bezna and he says, my friend told me that he saw, so he throw him out. Aid miti aid is possible. Bezna has to hear from the witness himself. So Rashi Shita is that it's the psul of aid miti aid. Why doesn't the Mukiyai suppose it's a school day in the TA?
That brings up if I just say over helping out certain
say give testimony. So what does that mean? If I say that the Mukiyai suppose that that's called you hear it from the A. You hear words you don't know what they mean. You have a certain translate, that's called the TA. What? Second person, same with the first person. The second person is no good. And the first person, you didn't hear from. So that's why I can understand Rashi. It's a little name of PA. Why does the Mukhiyasis have to say Chash that he just said it? That's Mishnah. If I say that's what he holds, if I say that Rashi holds, that the Mukhiyasis holds, that's not a school of Aiden at the eight, because he's the eight said the words of Basis. It just means a method of understanding. Yes. Here's the second reason. See, if there's a technical reason, it's a little strange to give a non-technical reason. You know, it's a little... But oh, you mean maybe the whole school, the whole Aiden at the eight is because there are no changes. Maybe the end is not because they might change it. But, yeah, as I said, Rashi. Going on. Kutei Rashi we had before. You said different Kutei Rashi. You have Rashi says the other way that they might be Mishani. Jabor made the Lahabis name, Lay Sark Muhammad Muita Midam, Babu Aid with the Aid. Oh, and there's two Rashi. Rashi says Hedjin says they with the Aid. Rashi Menachem says Shalay Yachlif Hatogim in Tanais of Yechavu. Oh wow, there's another Rashi, Menachem. That was actually supposed to know Rashi Menachem. Hatogim in Tanais of Yechavu. To different people, you mean? So you want to say maybe that's what the Moshe would say, maybe they don't argue. That Aiden at the Aid is a problem of Vayachmas. Maybe. Okay. Right. So maybe then there's no Machlokes at all, they both agree with each other. The only funny thing is that if it's such a good Svara, why do we need to get a Kakasa? If it sounds from our Mishnah like Api Shnayim Aiden, that it's a Shalai Achlif, maybe you need Xer Sakasa to tell you to be Chayshish for it. So we said once that a moment we always look for a Svar of Xer Sakasa. Two people doing the translation. So I'll say that the is no problem, there's still a problem. On Shalai Achlif, I think the idea of Shalai Achlif, I don't think we're Chayshish that they'll deliberately do it. Just something gets lost even in the translation, even with an accurate translation. Because what's the nuance of what he's saying, or the level of honesty that the person has, sometimes comes across the bed and from there on my God. Okay, let's get to Eloi Vitovia. This is a very insidistic Gemara. Top of Zion Amid Aleph. Eloi Vitovia craved the Arba Hava. Sounds like a very innocent story. Right? Eloi Vitovia were craving to an Arab. Sover of Papa Lamamer. The Papa thought, Gabi Leibel Malva, but he didn't know. What's the problem? Let him say Aiden for the Leibel Malva. I'm ready, I'm ready to be sure of Papa. What are you talking about? He likes Leibel Malva. Abba Sarva, Abba Malva. The thing Aiden said, Arif too. So they were that Papa. What's the case? What were Leibel took Aiden on? The Rashi says that they were Aiden Halva. They were Aiden who saw the loan. Which means what were they saying? Aiden. I should take some hard to figure out. The saying is Reuben borrowed money from Shimon, and Levi Yehuda were there. Well, Levi was the Arab. So why did they say Aiden? That Levi was an Arab, or that Reuben borrowed money from Shimon? How? What's the tough to figure out the case? What? Ruvay borrowed money from Shimon, so why can't it say this? They're credit to Levi. What's that to do with Levi? But who, how could you prove Levi's an Arab? How do you know Levi's an Arab? What's the other agent said Levi's an Arab? What? The Shtar is its own agent? No. They signed the Shtar. And the Shtar said both pieces of information. What? He signed the shtar and said what? Both pieces of information. Let's say it's a shtar that says Reuven borrowed money from Shimon $100 and Levi borrowed money from Shimon $100. And I walk into bed and I say, hey, this, that Reuven, that both are true, Reuven and Levi each separately borrowed $100. And Ben says, you're a card to Levi. I still say, hey, this, that Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Certainly, two different loans. So here, if I say Reuven borrowed from Shimon, so is that I'm also saying Levi is an Oren? What does that have to do with Reuven borrowed from Shimon? Two different hypotheses. No, but I won't say this on the Oren. I'm a Kohen to the Oren, but it's two different. Reuven borrowed from Shimon and Levi is an Oren. So what I say, this on the Arab, I can't say. So what I say, this on the Arab, I can't say.
It automatically goes to
Libby. Only if you trust me that Libby is an Arab. But I can't say Libby is an Arab because he's my car. So don't trust me Libby is an Arab, but trust me to Libby Barber Shim. It's two different things.
Automatically, Shim can't say that. You just say it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Well, Shmuel Rizovsky suggests, at least the first step, that it's a case where we knew from before that, let's say, Levi, whoever the Arab was, the Arab agreed anything Reuven borrows will be upright for. Because we know that he's an Arab independently. We just have to know that the loan took place. So to know that the loan took place, that's what we. That's what they were saying, hey. But he says it had to be that the Arab was an Arab, that we knew the Arab was an Arab from somewhere else. Just, if there'll be no loan, he won't be an Arab. The fact that he had guaranteed, because he had given a blanket guarantee, whatever Reuven borrows, I'll guarantee. Now, they say, this Reuven borrowed, now the sense like. The Ravid learns different than Rashi. The Ravid learns that it wasn't Eidei Halva, it was Eidei Pirai. It was Eidei Pirai, Eidus who saw, in other words, the loan we knew, the harvest we knew. You might have said, Shimon repaid the loan. Now that is much easier. The Sicha Pshat that affects the Arif. Shimon paid, it's free to the Arif. That's a much easier Pshat than Rashi's Pshat. The Papua Chemista and the Gra say that there's no machlekes Rashi in the Rishon Lahalacha. It's just a matter of what's the easier way to do that. The Gemara says there's no machlekes Medina between the two Shitas. So we'll assume for today's purposes, we'll assume that that's so, that there's no machlekes. Either way, you said Tzedayin. What is the whole tumult over this Sugya? The whole tumult over this sugya is based on the Rush. Matter of fact, when we learned sugyas 6 years ago, I made photostats of this Rush when we were learning the sugya in Sudis of Pagina Dibura, that's your set. We learned the sugya of Pagina Dibura, and there's a Yisaitistik Rush here, which we'll learn inside. Just before we do, I just have to give you the background of what Pagina Dibura is. What it means, and you ever heard the Russian Pagina Nemanis? Huh? Anybody ever understood this? Pagina Dibura, Pagina Nemanis. The expression Pagina Nemanis is not a Gemara, it's not Rishayim, it's Reb Chaim. Chaim coined the phrase, Chaim's not the first one to speak about the concept, but let me explain to you the basic idea of Pagina Dibura, Pagina Nemanis. In this way, when we get to it in Sudis, I won't have to repeat it, you'll all. Now, what is Pagina Dibura? Gemara has three cases, might be a fourth case of Menachos, I don't know, but three cases that I know offhand of Pagina Dibura. One case, the most famous, is Tafsan Hedrin Dabkes, Tlaini Ravani Lutzaini. A man comes into bed, and he says, Tlaini, that man, Ravani, was either on Mr. But it's only he and I, we were engaged in this together. Could he say such an Avis? He's saying that he and the other person together did a Maitre Yisra. What? So on himself, he's not Nevi. Only Nevi. The person who's in the bed and says he's Chayav Yisus is not Nevi. He's not Nevi regarding himself. So Pashtus, and there's an Amayra that holds, you don't say Pagin on Dibura. Pashtus, you throw him out. You can't say this about yourself. And you know, the Mason asked my Russian. You can't say that you're a Russian. That doesn't accept the change. Or the Karavay philosophy, you know. We Neman, that we can accept this day, this, with the concept of Pagin on Dibura. Pagin on Dibura means we divided words. Pliny Rava, we accept. We accept the Vedas that Pliny did this night. But Ravani, we don't accept. And with Pliny, we don't accept. We listen as if he said, Pliny, Rava, Pliny. This Ed is saying, obviously there are two Eds, there's another Ed plus him. He's saying, Pliny, Ravani, but Pliny, we say Pagina Dibura. We accept that Pliny did a Maiseyasa, and we don't listen to the fact that he's saying it about himself. That's the concept of Pagina Dibura. Does it sound like a fair thing to do? Yes. There has been Pagina Dibura. Huh? Sparta, Pagina Dibura, Sparta. Yeah, is this Sparta? Because
still say Sparta
doesn't make a difference. Well, obviously, it would have to be a book of thick as far as to say it, but we're not going to say CYA. We'll see. We're going to have it far. Anyway, this is the din of Pagina Dibura. That's the first case. There's another case in Yevamis. A man wants to marry a woman. She's Eshet Ish. But we can't find a husband. He's not Buddha. We don't know where our husband is. So the man comes into bed and says, I want to marry her. Okay, what? We don't know if the husband is alive or dead. So the man comes in, he says, I shouldn't say he wants to marry her, to be honest. It's not so funny, he probably wouldn't be believed. But a man comes into bed and he says, Harakti Bal Ishazu. I murdered him. I killed him. Harakti Bal Ishazu. Now if he could produce the body, of course, we'll know the man is dead. But if he says he killed the man, he got rid of his body. So the question is, could we be mad at this woman? Not to marry him, of course he can marry the egg, but to marry somebody else. Harakti Bal Ishazu. Is he believed? Ain't other Mason Asmir Rush. The person can't say I murdered. We don't believe him. So we say, Pagina Dibula. We accept his ages. We take out the T of Harakti. And we just say, Nerak Bal Ishazu. And he's saying, hey, the man is dead. How he died? That's a separate issue. So if he's saying, hey, the man is dead, so we say, Pagina Dibula. The third case is someone comes into bed and he says, Pliny is puzzled because he lent me money for ribbons. Pliny is puzzled because he lent me money for ribbons. Someone who makes loans for ribbons is puzzled. But the person who borrows is also a puzzled. Now, I'll borrow the ribbons either. So, ain't nothing makes him out for Russia. How can we believe him that he borrowed the ribbons? So we say, Pagina Dibura. We say that we split the words, and we believe Pliny lent for you this. Who did he lend to? So we don't know. You know, when you say to Elu, the egg would have said, Pliny lent, Pliny the ribbons. These are three very simple cases of Pagina Dibura. Now, the question is how Pagina Dibura was. Well, what does that mean, Pagina Dibura? If you take any one of these cases and you analyze it, the question is, is the var that we talk a manipulative word? If you said Pliny Rabbani Lutzaini, you have to change it to Pliny Rabba Pliny. If Pliny was Rebeya, a human being. We talk a change his word. We say Kilo with someone else. I think that's the simple translation of the Gemara, of this Pasha Mishayim. Or maybe not. Maybe we listen to everything he's saying. Just that everything he's saying, we accept as edus when it's negaya others, and not when it's negaya himself. As long as negaya somebody else, he could say the edus. Plenty of Ravani was saying, if it's negaya somebody else, he could say it. It's negaya you yourself that you can't say. I'll give you an example and you'll understand right away the two ways. Dr. Six, I'll give you a marshal and you'll understand. A man gives his wife kinui. Kinui is in the Parsha site. A man warns his wife she shouldn't be b'yichud with Reuben. She shouldn't be in a room along with Reuben. That's called stira. Or she becomes a saita. She's alone in a room with Reuben, she becomes a saita. Now, Edom come into Bezin, and they say, it's a machlokes, it's one or two, not the chaos, but they two Edom come into Bezin. If they say this woman was with Reuben in a room alone, so what happens? So a lot of halachas happen. First of all, she's up with her husband, so she drinks the next cycle. And second of all, she loses her ksuba. And of course, third of all, she has to go to Beit HaMikdash and drink the next cycle. What happens if one of those two Edom was Reuben? Reuben says, Edus, that this woman was the Yichud with me. He's the one saying Edus. So Ein Adam makes him ask my Rasha. He can't believe him without himself. He cannot be the Yichud with another man, a husband's wife. What's the Shiloh here? What's unique about this case? He's saying, I was the yichud with this woman. This woman was the yachid with me. He must see there's a second egg with him. The second egg was outside, saw them going to a room together. And he's the Reuben himself, the person that Kina was about, says that was you. So listen carefully. We're trying to say Pagina di Reuben. He's trying to make her drink Meisaita. He's trying to say that she has to drink the Meisaita. She's not to tell us. So here. So here Reuben says, this woman was miyachid with me. So we'll change it. Say, this woman was miyachid with someone else. So she's miyachid with someone else, she's not a saita. If Pagina Dibura works the first way, that we take his word and we switch it onto a different person. So then, then here you can't say Pagina Dibura. You can't say Pagina Dibura because it's a case of, you can't switch it on to another person. Because the only person that there's a din saita on is this man. Because the ashra was, don't be the yichud with this man. So you can't switch it on to another man. However, if you learn the second way, that pagina dibura shas, we take his words and we accept the words as they are with negea others. Oh, not with negea him. Then it makes a lot of sense that even in such a case you should say Pagina Dibura. Now this case of a Saita actually happened, the Truva Sarajba, and the Rajba Paskin that we say Pagina Dibura. That the woman becomes also to her husband, you say Pagina Dibura. And the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchot Saita, in the Perek Aleph Halacha Yudalit, brings the Rajba. And he says, it makes no sense. How could you say Pagina Dibura? Mishmu Melech understands, Pagina Dibura means you have to manipulate the word. You have to say, she was miyachid with someone else. So Mishmu Melech says, how could you say Pagina Dibura? So the way we answer the Rashba is the second Mahalach. That the Rashba holds that we believe everything he said, but only legabe someone else, and not Legabi himself. In Yeshivish language, that's called Pagina Nemanis. Pagina Nemanis means that we believe everything he says and we cut the Nemanis. He's Neman Legabi this woman, and he's not Neman Legabi himself. Pagina Dibura is chant that we break up the word. Instead of Pliny Ravani, we say Pliny Rava Pliny. We change the word. In all the Gemara's cases, you say pagin on, if you look at it as a splitting of words, or as a splitting of neman. However, in the case of the Rashba, it only makes sense if you say, if you accept that there's a concept of pagin on neman, that you split the amanish as well. You can accept everything the person says, but pagin on neman is to split. We split the neman. This is all the Hagdama.
What is
this to be the Yaku with someone else's right? The assumption is there's a problem with Yichud. Because, according to most, but not all Achrayim, the Hilchos Yichud of Saita are identical to the Hilchos Yichud of Yisurei Yichud. In other words, if somebody gives his wife a warning, then there's no head to battle with the ear anymore. So this right now, what we're going to do is we're going to learn the Rosh. The Rosh has two parts. One in which the Achrayim, the Stifler, in Kibbutz Yaakov, Kibbutz, Simi Yudchev, says that this Achrayimish Hakira is actually a Machlokes between the Raivin and the Rosh, here in this Rosh. And in the case of Eloi Vitovya, it's the Rosh, Simon Yudgimel, Yudgimel Yudalit, Eloi, the one that starts Eloi Vitovya. And there are two portions to the Rosh. And of course, how does this all come in? The kasha is, let's take Eloi Vitovya and say Pagin and Dibura. What's the problem with our Gemara? Take Eloi Vitovya and say Pagin and Dibura. Let's say, what does Pagin and Dibura mean in this case? And here has to have come. This Pagina Dibura, Pagina Neman. We take Eloi Vitovya. They say, Ruvain, let's go with the right of Shad, because the rest goes to the right of Shad. They say, Shimon repaid the loan to Ruvain. Okay? Levi is the artist. Okay. Eloi Vitovya the Aiden. Ruvain borrows from Shimon, and Levi is the artist. Levi is a relative of Eloi Vitovya. So now we write it because you come into bed and they say Shimon paid moving back. So here, can we say Pagin and Dibura according to the first way? Can you manipulate the Lashon? Shimon paid Ruben. How can you manipulate that? Say Shimon paid someone else? It's not going to help Shimon. Say someone else paid Ruben? Then the Chayv, if they paid for this Chayv, the Chayv is gone anyway for the lady. You see here, that if you ask a kasha that you should say pagunan, clearly this is an issue which touches on pagina nemon. Let's see the rush in the first column, the yesh mitarsim. In Simeon Gimel, it's maybe a dozen or 15 lines on the bottom. See, right before that, it says Yavam Iskafe. That's H above on Ama Haraki Labaila Shalisha Zu. That was the case I mentioned to you. Where H says, I killed the husband of this person. The Mehemele Shinerat, Lashu Harga, Yachanami, Lislip Biti Bure, Lahemele Lagavi, 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 Yesh Mitarz. Yesh Mitarz is the Laidami. Hasam Hani Sadi, Lithiuve Gavra, I Lamista, Laikasi. When Adam Kanti Mechayev someone, it's a passel someone. The ikur aid the shame by mum sharava a shalava beribis. Therefore, we break up their words. In the ikur aid is that they say this person did a maisa of revia or alone. Nemad. Uba'ama sha'ama lididi miliachrini ninoblai nekabanine. And we shave off the word lididi. Or plainly ravani. That's pagina dibur. But to split up Neman is Yashur. Kimi the Rosh is saying, like the Mishnah Lamelech, that Pagina Dibura, you have to be able to split the words. You have to be able to say, Plainy Rava and not Lididi. Plainy Rava and not Lididi. And since in our Gemara you can't split the words, that's why there's no Pagina Dibura in our Gemara. That's how the Rosh answers. So the Rosh Hashita, like the Shita of the Mishnah Melech, which is the first Mahalach, the Pagina Dibura is that you split up the words. You divide the words. That's the Shita to Rosh. The Ravid says a different tariff. Before we see the Ravid's tariff, just the fact that the Ravid has to say a different tariff is already proved that the Etzem he holds, he would say Pagina Neman. Because he holds it's a good cash, he should say Pagina here. Ravid holds he would say Pagina. He doesn't hold it the Rosh's tariff. So I have a new tariff, which I'll tell you in a minute. But right away, we have here a Machlokes Rosh and the Ravid. The Rosh holds Pagina Dibura. This concept of Pagina Nemanis, which Reb Chaim is also considered, Reb Chaim would quote Pagina Nemanis, this idea, this the Rosh doesn't hold on. You can't split Nemanis, you have to split the words. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid holds the Etzem, you could say Pagina Nemanis, and he says a different tariff. Now, because it's late, I'm not going to read it with you inside. You can look at it inside, I'll just speak out. The Ravid is a very lumpish Ravid. The Ravid says the following things. What is the Svara of Pagina Dibura? What's the Svara? I asked you before, what's the Svara? Why should you split a person's words in half? Dr. Ravid, when a person says Aegis about himself, it's not Aegis. You can't call that witness. You say Aegis about a relative, so you're saying testimony. You're apostle. Say it's about a relative, it's Aegis, but you're apostle, you can't say it. So it is absurd. But when somebody says Aegis about himself, that's not Aegis. That's Haidah. He's being minded. Either he's being minded to something, or he's accusing something. Haidaya, Aegis about yourself, it's not Taich Aegis. That's not Aegis. Sounds like an Akhmas job, but is it right? Says Aegis about yourself is not Aegis. So what does it mean, Palkina Dibura? It means, if I come into Bezin, I say, Tloini Ravani Lertzaini. So when Bezin's listening, they hear, Tloini Ravan, that's Aegis. Ravani, the word ni, is not Aegis. Why? Because he's talking about himself. When people talk about themselves, you know, if you're talking to somebody who talks about himself, you take it with a grain of salt, right? It's not Aegis, it's talking about himself. So the whole svara of Pagina Dibura is that Bezin only hears Aegis. Bezin doesn't hear when a person talks about himself. That's why we say Pagina Dibura. So if someone says Pliny Ravani, or Pliny Lava Liva Ribis, why do we say Pagina? We split it. Now, we split it in the manner of Pagina Nemanis. We say, Megabe everybody else, we believe what he's talking about. But they get to him, that's not Aegis. Dr. Ravid, if someone comes into bed and he says, Pliny Rava Ovi. Says Aegis, Pliny did this mice, they did it with my father or my brother, with a color. Dr. Ravid, we would not say Pagina. Because when you say Aegis about a color, it's Aegis. It is Aegis. It's just your apostle. It's your apostle to say such Aegis. So the whole din of Pagina Dibura is only if you're talking about yourself. If you're talking about yourself, we say Pagina Dibura. If you're talking about someone else, even if he's a Kharid, you never say Pagina Dibura. Because Bezin listens to the whole Aegis, and then they throw it out, because he's a Kharid. Kharid is Pasul Aegis. Memela, the case of Eloi Vituvia, they were saying Aegis was a Kariv, a relative. The Arab was a Kariv of them. The Ravid says, we don't say Pagina Dibura by Kriven. We don't say, because the whole Svara of Pagina Dibura is a Svara of listening only to what has a Shem Aegis. If they say Aegis about a Kariv, it's Aegis, just as he's a Kariv, he's a Pashim. Can't listen. The whole din of Paginam is only about yourself, not about Christ. That's how the Ravid answers the Kasha, why you don't say Paginam Dibura. So to ask them the Ravid holds of the concept of Paginam the mind. Just an hour Gemara where it's a Karmid, you don't say. You hear the Ravid's Chiddush. You only say Paginam by yourself and not by anyone else. Now, if you look at the second column in the third line, it says Daf Yud. It's another case of Pagina that I didn't tell you. Sanhedrin Daf Yud. Why me ba'al ishti? Hu ve'echa mitzarfin b'haragai. Avloi b'haragai. There's a case of Pagina Dibur in the Gemara where a man says, hey, this plane was by all my wife. And here we do say Pagina. So Tver on the rising. The Kash on the rising. The rising just said you only say Pagina and if you're saying, hey, it's about yourself. Here you're saying, hey, it's about a wife. Why do you say Pagina? And if it's the right rising, wife is more than a relative. Ishtai kigufai. So therefore, you say pagina by ishtai. It's ishtai kigufai, right? Let's say you're one morning in a rush, you have time to daven, you tell your wife to daven for you. Ishtai kigufai. Now, we'll talk about wives a different day. But this is the aside, two asides of the rising. First of all, Pagina Dibura as opposed to Pagina Nemanis. The Rosh holds you have to break the word. And the rising holds no, Pagina Nemanis. And second of all, the rising is aside that the Svara Pagina is, because when a person talks about himself, there's no Svara to him. And the Neila, if it's about a relative, you don't say Pagina, and only about Ishtar. Okay, tomorrow, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll hopefully finish the parish.